Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Attachment Theory in Practice by Susan M. Johnson is a clinical psychology and psychotherapy guide that links adult attachment science to emotionally focused therapy. The evidence-based approach she developed and popularized in the field of couples work. Rather than treating attachment as a background concept, Johnson positions emotional bonding and felt security as central mechanisms of change in therapy. A defining purpose of the book is to show how an attachment-focused, emotion-oriented model can be applied consistently across three common treatment contexts: individual therapy, couple therapy, and family therapy. The text combines theory with clinical application, offering a roadmap for conceptualizing distress such as anxiety, depression, relationship conflict, and the effects of trauma through patterns of disconnection and protest. In addition to explaining core ideas, it emphasizes how therapists can work directly with emotion to create corrective experiences, strengthen secure connection, and support new relational moves. Case-based illustration and practical exercises are used to help clinicians translate concepts into moment-to-moment interventions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, attachment as a unifying map for psychotherapy. A central topic is Johnson's claim that adult attachment theory offers a coherent framework for understanding both internal suffering and interpersonal conflict. Instead of treating symptoms as isolated problems, the book emphasizes how distress often intensifies when people feel unreachable, unsafe, or alone in the presence of important others. In this view, emotion is not simply something to regulate down. It is information about needs for connection, protection, and responsiveness. The therapeutic task becomes helping clients recognize how attachment needs and fears organize their perceptions, reactions, and strategies for coping. This includes the common patterns of pursuing, withdrawing, and shutting down that can show up in relationships and within a person's inner experience. By using attachment language, therapists can reframe problematic cycles in a less blaming way and orient treatment toward restoring felt security. Johnson also uses the attachment lens to connect different therapy traditions under shared change principles, focusing clinicians on what reliably creates movement, emotionally meaningful contact, responsive engagement, and experiences that revise expectations about self and others. The result is a practical map that guides assessment, case formulation, and intervention priorities across settings. Secondly, using emotion to create corrective experiences. The book highlights emotion as the primary pathway to change in EFT-informed work. Johnson presents emotion not as noise to be managed, but as the engine that organizes attachment behavior and signals what matters most. A key clinical aim is to help clients access and process core emotions that are often hidden beneath reactive secondary responses, such as anger, criticism, numbness, or shutdown. When core fear, sadness, longing, or shame can be contacted in a tolerable way and shared with an attuned other, new meanings and new responses become possible. The therapist's role is active and structured, tracking emotional cues, slowing interactions, shaping new emotional events, and supporting clearer engagement. This process is intended to create corrective experiences in which clients encounter acceptance, responsiveness, and safety where they previously expected dismissal or harm. Johnson also emphasizes that emotion work must be anchored in moment-to-moment regulation and alliance so that intense effect becomes workable rather than overwhelming. The overall focus is on transforming emotion and interaction together, so clients do not merely understand their patterns intellectually, but experience a new way of being with themselves and with important people. Thirdly, applying EFT principles in individual therapy, Johnson extends attachment-based EFT principles beyond couples to individual therapy, showing how intrapsychic distress can be understood as shaped by attachment history and current disconnection. The book frames individual work around expanding a client's sense of self and strengthening secure internal and external bonds. Clinically, this means helping clients notice how they organize closeness and distance, how they protect themselves when attachment needs feel risky, and how those strategies can contribute to anxiety, depression, or self-criticism. Individual sessions still use the EFT emphasis on in-the-moment emotion and corrective experience, with the therapist offering responsive attunement and structure to support new emotional processing. Clients are guided to approach vulnerable feelings, make sense of them, and develop more flexible ways to seek support and set boundaries. The attachment lens also helps therapists understand why certain interventions fail when they do not address felt safety. While techniques can vary, the consistent aim is to cultivate greater emotional clarity, self-compassion, and a more secure way of relating both internally and with others. This section of the book is especially relevant for clinicians who want to keep a relational focus even when only one family member or partner is in the room. Fourthly, repairing couple distress through secure bonding. Couple therapy remains a core arena for Johnson's model, and the book presents couple distress as driven by rigid cycles of protest and protection that emerge when attachment security is threatened. Partners may pursue with anger or criticism, withdraw into silence, or escalate into defensiveness. But these moves are understood as attempts to manage fear of rejection and loss of connection. EFT-guided intervention focuses on identifying the negative cycle, accessing the softer underlying emotions and needs that fuel it, and creating new bonding interactions where partners respond to vulnerability with engagement. The therapist helps partners speak from attachment needs rather than from attack, and helps the other partner stay present and responsive. Over time, couples develop a more secure base marked by accessibility, responsiveness, and emotional engagement. The book emphasizes that change is not just improved communication skills. It is a shift in felt safety and in expectations about whether the other will be there in moments of need. By grounding couple work in attachment science, Johnson provides clinicians a rationale for why certain in-session emotional events can reorganize conflict patterns and support lasting relationship resilience. Lastly, strengthening family bonds with an attachment focus. The family therapy material applies the same attachment and emotion principles to broader systems where multiple relationships, loyalties, and developmental needs intersect. Johnson frames families as networks of attachment bonds that can become strained by stress, conflict, trauma, or entrenched interaction patterns. From this perspective, symptomatic behavior can be linked to disconnection, insecurity, and unmet needs for safe engagement. EFT-oriented family work emphasizes restoring emotional accessibility and responsiveness among key members, while keeping the therapist attentive to alliance with each person and to the escalation dynamics that can derail sessions. The goal is to help family members recognize the cycle that pulls them apart and to support new interactions that convey care, protection, and clear emotional signals. Although family structures differ, the guiding idea is consistent: security promotes openness and flexibility, while insecurity drives rigidity and reactive strategies. The book also underscores that attachment science offers a developmentally sensitive lens, helping clinicians think about how safety and connection shape coping across the lifespan. For practitioners, this section provides a way to integrate structured emotion work with systemic thinking, keeping both individual experience and relational patterns in view. In conclusion, attachment theory and practice is best suited to clinicians and advanced trainees who want a practical, research-aligned way to integrate attachment theory with day-to-day therapeutic decision-making. Clinical psychologists, counselors, social workers, psychiatric nurses, and couple and family therapists will benefit most, especially those who already use EFT or who want an attachment-consistent structure for working with emotion. Readers gain a clearer method for formulating cases around threatened connection, identifying the cycles that maintain distress, and choosing interventions that create new emotional experiences rather than only insight or symptom management. The emphasis on applicability across individuals, couples, and families is a major strength because it offers one coherent therapeutic language for varied client presentations. Compared with many attachment-themed books that remain primarily theoretical, this volume stands out for its explicit clinical roadmap and its commitment to using emotion as the mechanism of change. It also distinguishes itself from technique collections by grounding practice in a focused model of bonding and felt security. For practitioners facing complex presentations like anxiety, depression, relational conflict, and trauma-related disconnection, the book offers a unifying stance: lasting change is supported when people can risk vulnerability and experience reliable emotional responsiveness in relationships. If you would like to support Susan M. Johnson, ED, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.